This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
The 11th day of November 2018, as we plunge forth into the next leg of the space-time continuum, as we go back to the future. We're going to be here for the next 2 hours live, as we are every Sunday, then Counterthink with Mike Adams, hard-hitting investigative journalist, full hour of that right after we end at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. Boy, do we have some amazing news and some entertaining news to cover as well. I'm going to try to be a good boy here today because we've already spent 2 days here on air with one of the biggest news stories, well, the biggest news story in the country on Thursday, it was admitted, and on Tuesday it was still one of the top five stories. You wouldn't think China threatened to nuke us or attack our ships in the South China Sea is a big deal. No, it's the entire corporate media committing political and journalistic suicide in front of everybody, saying that we doctored a tape of Jim Acosta in front of God and country and the whole world, shoving the intern's hand down and jerking the mic away. All we did was zoom it in, and so then every channel in the country basically decided to say we doctored it. If you're a radio listener, we're showing side by side. And, of course, the president came out on Friday and said he looked at our tape and the other tape and nothing's doctored. We zoomed it in. That's all we did was zoom it in, which is not doctoring. It is clarifying it, really. But this is bigger than just Jim Acosta or InfoWars or this petty issue. It's that Stephen Colbert and all the other late-night comics got the exact same script and the exact same words, said the exact same thing. Jimmy Kimmel, you name it. Now, it doesn't matter to them that more than 20 top professors and experts in digital editing have come out and said, no, they did not doctor the video. They blew it up. When they uploaded it, it dropped a few frames, which the eye can't even see, which is normal. Interlacing, skip frames, different systems. You can take an HD video and try to upload it, and sometimes it skips frames. But when you're using cruddy video, it happens. But the point is that they show the video, like the Emperor's New Clothes, like 1984, 2 plus 2 equals whatever they say. They show the video on all these TV shows and then say, look at the editing. And then they show the exact same video. Oh, I forgot to tell you guys to do this, please. There's a bunch of these, and I meant to send it to you. I sent one to Paul, so I'll pull it up from my text there. Started noticing a new trend yesterday, because it's the anatomy of their next level lying. They were saying Jones released totally doctored footage. Acosta didn't even touch her. And we're not going to show you the video. It's so horrible. Dallas Morning News, LA Times, New York Times. And I'm looking where there's articles in the digital age and no video. Imagine a Time Life books or you're at the grocery store, you know, you're checking out, they've got the Grand Canyon in beautiful photos. You buy it, and there's no photos of the Grand Canyon inside. These are articles about our hoax video. So the new thing was the public wasn't buying it Thursday and Friday to say that it was a hoax video, because people watched it and said, that's the same video. They'll go, look, side by side, clearly fake. It's exactly the same. Paul's a little gray because he downloaded and re-uploaded it again. Everybody knows about generations and video. But it was that now the new thing is they don't show the video. There it is. It reads like satire. Trump's press secretary is lying to us about the press, and that we can't accept. She must be fired. She must be fired. That's the talking point. And then they hear about the fake video where we say that, you know, he chopped her head off or whatever. None of that is in there. They don't show you the video like we're doing over and over again. So this is next level deception, folks, where they go, just trust us. It's doctored, but we're not going to show it to you for your own best interest. They have reached cloud cuckoo land. This shows they've reached cloud cuckoo land. Now, the really big news is coming up. Paul Watson's responded to this and so much more. And the Florida attempt to steal the election there and Arizona. It's all coming up.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We're live. We're broadcasting worldwide on this live Sunday edition. I'm here every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, with a live broadcast. I return weekdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. I'm Alex Jones, and I am the most lied about, most demonized, most attacked person in the world after Donald John Trump. And why is that? Well, it's because I'm promoting free countries. I'm promoting free market. I'm promoting Americana. And I predicted accurately pretty much everything that's come true in the last 20 years. And the establishment is scared to death that you're paying attention. They're scared to death that you're listening. They're scared to death that humanity's choosing free will and their own destiny. And that's where we are. Let me just read to you a few of the headlines, then I'll plunge right into it. I have a whole stack here. Florida deja vu. As state election hit by chaos, fraud accusations. That's Yahoo News. Now, this is Broward County that's had the same elections head for something like 30 years, and every election in Florida that's close, she then holds up that election and then finds ballots to make the Democrat win. And she's been found in court to have been engaged in direct election stealing twice, and another four or five times evidence of, quote, massive incompetence. I'm going to explain that again. They don't find 18-wheelers and big trucks full of ballots for people that won by big margins. If a Democrat has lost by a small margin, she always says, hold the horses. And even a day after state law says you can't bring new ballots in, she brings in big old juicy trucks of them, and people say, where'd they come from? And she says, I'm not saying. Then they have election judges come in and watch them count them, and large portions of them are thrown out ballots or ballots that have just been punched out. Now, that's not me saying that. That's the Miami newspapers. And again, you've got how many counties in Florida? But it's Broward County where the police stand down for a mass shooting. It's Broward County that Al Gore tries to steal the 19 in 2000. It's over and over and over again. It's every time. And then we point this out, and they say we're crazy. So let's hit that first, and I'll get into all the other news. Here it is. Florida deja vu as state election hit by chaos, fraud accusations. And every time, it's Broward County. And they've sent in state investigators and others. There's video we'll play later. Congressman Matt Gaetz went to it from Florida, and they had the police grab him because there's new trucks pulling up a day after they can't take new ones in. And they're just like, we're going to arrest you. Get out of here. Don't worry about it. We're going to take these in here and count them. He's like, well, it violates the law. We don't care. That video is on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. So it's, but every time there's a mountain of evidence, just call it a conspiracy theory. Florida election recount underway. Tensions rise. Trump tweets he's watching Florida closely. People trying to steal elections. The media calls that a conspiracy theory. And it goes on from there. Democrat lawyers object to non-citizen Florida ballot being thrown out. Lawyers for Gillum, Nelson, pushing for illegals to vote in U.S. election. They're publicly calling for it, and then people are being honest when they voted because they thought they were supposed to vote or they weren't citizens, and they're finding all these ballots that say, I'm not a citizen, and they're like, doesn't matter, they're still good. Yes, you heard me right. That's a Zero Hedge article with links to local news with the Democrats admitting, well, of course we let non-citizens vote. Whoops. This is the Miami Herald. Whoops, there it is. Whoops, there it is. Brenda Snipes, the only woman that seems to get to really count the votes and decide who wins in Broward County. Office mixed bad provisional ballots with good ones, but they said they're going to let them go through. Oh, and guess what? The provisional ballots happen to be for Democrats. It's just magic. Some ballots showed up. We don't know where they came from. And they're not real ballots. But, sorry, that's just what a watcher caught, so they admitted. Yeah, those weren't real people, but nothing you can do about it. We the bosses. We the bosses. But, again, that's a conspiracy theory. You know, that's the Miami Herald saying that. And they're just saying it's accidental, but the votes still count. Yes, it adds fire that she's incompetent. Yeah, she's incompetent like a fox, sure. Oh, Brian Kemp pushes Stacey Abrams to concede, but she won't give up either in Georgia and is announcing that there's a recount and a new election, even though there isn't. That's right, but it doesn't matter if it's not true. She's a Democrat. It's okay. Pelosi dismisses Trump's charges of fraud in Florida recount. Oh, yes, there's no fraud. GOP representative-elect Crenshaw makes an appearance on SNL. We'll get to that. Florida orders recount in Senate governor races. And, of course, you've got Gillum, who conceded, now saying he's not conceding because there's all those magic ballots coming back. And there's the article. Stacey Abrams allegedly attempts to run illegal ads in support of a non-existent gubernatorial runoff. It's not happening, but why not just say it? Now, that's just some of what I've got there. And I've got all the footage of Matt Gaetz saying, hey, it's past midnight. It's a day later. You can't be bringing new trucks in. Where are they from? Where? What are these ballots? They're just like, shut up. Police are like, it's Broward County, brother. We vote in Florida. Doesn't matter. The whole state votes against somebody 100%. We'll find 25 million votes. So just get on out of here. That's what this has come down to. That's how stupid they think you are. I'm going to play all that coming up later. But that's the stack of news that I wanted to get to first. Not InfoWars.com, not NewsWars.com, not even though those are really respected, trusted names. That's why the enemy attacks them and lies about us all the time, says we're fake news. That's Miami Herald. That's all of it right there. That's what's going on. And videos of just truck after truck after truck after truck just arriving out of nowhere. And surprise, surprise, they do a recount. And they're almost all Democrats. And so the Democrats are going to win the governorship that they lost. And they're going to win the Senate seat they lost. They're going to win all the other races they lost that were close. Because Broward County is a magic genie. And Ms. Snipes, why, she has no idea what's going on, but everything's okay. And that's what Roger Stone, we should get Roger on today. I didn't want any guests, but he's probably calling to get him on. He lives in Broward County. He said, listen, they almost always steal elections in Broward, and any close races, they always keep them open. I can't believe they conceded. And I said, it's because they know we're watching, Roger. Watch. I bet a day or two later they claim something. And sure as, because they knew they were being watched because they're Broward County. I mean, this is like the most corrupt county in the galaxy for election fraud and everything else for that matter. And now it happened. Now it happened, ladies and gentlemen. So that's all coming up next segment. Now, the other news, obviously, deals with geopolitical issues, and it also deals with the open borders, and it also deals with Trump in France for the World War I Memorial, and Macron openly declaring war on nation states. This is so key. This is so huge. I'm going to cover it at the bottom of the hour because this is world government out in the open. Remember all those years we said they want to get rid of nation states and the EU wants its own army in case countries try to leave? Macron has now announced, and so has the German dictator. She's been unelected, but she's still in there for parliamentary manipulation, just like Juncker heads up the unelected EU. They're all announcing that we need an EU army to stop America. No, it's to stop nation states trying to pull out. So we're going to look at nation states versus globalism and the fact that they're openly declaring war on it now. Please remember that however you're listening to us on AM or FM radio stations or on local television or via Infowars.com, without you outreaching and telling neighbors, friends, family, community, you name it, about the most censored broadcast in the world, their plan, their gambit to censor us will work. So far, it hasn't worked because you've stayed excited, you've stayed focused, and you want to take the country and the world back. But whatever you do, however you're listening, spread the word. The power of you, a human being taking action, overrides Google and all the big tech giants because you are unstoppable.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Standing up for what's right, helping out when things go wrong, seeking the truth and speaking our minds, not just making records, but breaking them, leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Strange days have found us. Strange days have tracked us down.
All right, we are live. It is Sunday. It is 4:20 Central Standard Time. Roger Stone's going to pop in next hour. He lives in Broward County. He headed up the recount for George W. Bush and Baker and Hostetler in 2000. So he is the expert on Florida politics, recognized, runs major campaigns, statewide campaigns there, former head of the Trump campaign, former chief advisor to the president. He lives in Broward County, has family that works in the county. He's been on the ground all day, so he'll be popping in. That is coming up. It's an illustration of incredible fraud going on. They admit they've been counting ballots that no one voted on. They admit they're all punched for Democrats. They admit that they've passed the date to have magic 18-wheelers show up and bring it all in. So that's coming up. It's just crazy. But their answer is conspiracy theory. Just say conspiracy theory. If you don't like what's going on, just say the magic word or the magic words, magic term, conspiracy theory. But let me get to this first, because I've got coming up, I've got Macron attacking Trump for saying a nation state even exists. We always told you the globalists wanted to get rid of nation states. What are they going to replace it with? What's been set up? But remember, that wasn't the case. It was a conspiracy theory. Now they admit that's their plan. Well, what is the plan? Why do they want InfoWars shut down? Because we're exposing the globalist plan and we're offering our own plan. That's what they're scared of. So that's all coming up in the last segment of this hour. But I'm going to get to this right now. I'm going to go ahead and go to this information right now. When I see this footage, and I see the exact same talking points, the exact same script on every news channel and every late night show, and almost every newspaper, it scares me. Not that I'm under attack, but that they've gotten corporate media to lie at such a level and to be so disciplined to work in unison to put hoaxes out, it makes my head spin. And that's what I want to break down here tonight, is that corporate mainstream media ended up losing the 2016 election. And instead of realizing, hey, people are sick of us lying, they decided to lie that much more intensely and to then work in concert together like a team of horses all hooked up together to then deceive people. They think if they're all acting in unison, putting out a lie, let's say the sky's black at high noon instead of it being blue, or that ducks don't quack or whatever. If they all say 2 + 2 = 1,000, or they all say gravity is suspended, does that make it so? And that's really where we've gone and what we're up to. So I get up Thursday. And again, this is bigger than just the story. It goes to the mind control, the brainwashing, all of it. And they're saying on the news, we doctored a video. So I go look at it. I'm like, well, that's Acosta pushing that intern and grabbing the mic away when he wouldn't shut up. He already asked two questions. He was on his third. I went, well, Watson blew it up, but it's the same video. We just zoomed in. But they know that. They're just doing it to change the subject and then say that the press secretary is lying and that she should be fired on every channel. That's the talking point. You're about to see this. It's mind-boggling. And but notice in all these articles, like the one I just showed you from the Dallas Morning News, they don't show the so-called doctored video. They don't show the doctored video in the Dallas Morning News. Because it's not a doctored video. They just say, Jones put out a doctored video, Acosta didn't touch her. When he did. Now, others like Colbert and others, they show the video, but then say it's doctored when it's not. I mean, they're just seeing what you'll go along with at this point. But it does freak me out because thousands of articles, hundreds of TV stations, it's everywhere, are saying we put out fake video and the president came out and said we didn't because we didn't. And anybody can see that he pushes her and grabs the mic away. And then I've got, Dr. McCampshot, please. Motherboard is Vice. That's HBO. They hate me. But they said, no, we looked at it and nothing's been doctored. All they did was zoom in. Yeah, we just zoomed in on so you can see the action. Red State had forensic people look at it. And all these other people. But it doesn't matter. Any idiot can look at this and see that it's just blown up video to show what happened up close. Let's go to this piece here, and we'll come back with Paul Watson's response to this. He's the one that got the blame of it. Zooming in is not doctoring a video. But lying and saying a doctored video is doctored is doctoring the truth. Here it is.
News isn't hiding anymore. After giving plenty of time to his repeated question, President Trump moved on to the next reporter. But CNN's Jim Acosta refused to give up the mic. He can clearly be seen physically resisting the White House intern from doing her job. And when Sarah Huckabee Sanders tweeted a video from InfoWars, which clarified this, the mainstream fake news began repeating their new programmed assignment, doctored video.
Sarah Huckabee Sanders tweeted, she tweeted a doctored video clip that they believe is from InfoWars, which is a website for the mentally unbalanced, in which they sped up Jim Acosta's hand movement to make it look more violent, and the part where he says, pardon me, ma'am, they cut the audio out. They altered this video, and we'll take a look here, and you see, like, they sped up his hand. And the White House press secretary tweeted this video. She intentionally disseminated doctored video footage to discredit a reputable journalist. She's the White House press secretary. She should be fired for that.
She included this video. The intern reaches for the mic, and there he goes. And that is terrible. Or it would be if it weren't fake news. Because Sarah Sanders tweeted a doctored video. And where did the White House get that doctored video? It appears to have originated with the far-right conspiracy site InfoWars. The fact that the White House press secretary is promoting this doctored video is reprehensible and grounds for dismissal.
But one only needs a few minutes of critical thinking to discern the truth. Zooming in does not make a doctored video.
All that was, nobody manipulated it. Give me a break. See, that's just dishonest reporting. All that is a close-up. See, that is just dishonest reporting. I watched that. I heard that last night. They made it close-up. They showed it close-up. And he was not nice to that young woman. I don't hold him for that because it wasn't overly.
All right, we're going to come back with the rest of the president's statements on this, but you saw how Colbert and others had the exact same words. It's a total script because they've got a leftist reporter pushing on a woman. They can't have that, so they just say we doctored it. All we did was blow it up to show that he was on the news saying he didn't touch her. Kim Acosta's a known liar, folks. CNN is a factory of lies.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality.
From InfoWarsStore.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So, 2 weeks ago, the international media decried President Trump for saying he believed America existed and he was a nationalist. And they called that white supremacist and said, decry your white nationalist stuff, which means something totally different. They have Islamic nationalists, they have communist nationalists, they have all these different systems, like North Korea. Nationalist just means you believe in your country. And all countries are not created equal. That's coming up. But I've got to spend time here today pulling back and just looking at what has been one of the top stories the last 4 days. It was the biggest story Thursday, one of the top stories Friday and Saturday and today. Every late night show, I can't even keep track of it, with the exact same statement. Sarah Huckabee Sanders must be fired. Jim Acosta of CNN, fake news, did not touch anybody. Alex Jones faked it. And we're all there watching the live footage. Paul Watson just blows it up so you can see when Acosta said he didn't touch her. Paul goes, look, he clearly touches her here. And so what they do is because they know they're so discredited is they know that they're just disruptors. They know that they are nothing more than disruptors. Just like Trump says, they don't want to fix the country, they want to disrupt it. They don't want to have a press conference, they want to ask three aggressive questions, and then not shut up. That's all they've got. It's the only ball game they have. It's what their whole world orbits. CNN is the leader in fake news. They have to pay to be on at hotels and to pay to be on at airports. And so all they can do is get into a press briefing, cause a big scene, make a huge issue out of it, and then when Acosta gets thrown out after 2 years of this crap, what does CNN say? Dr. McCampshot, please. CNN gearing up to sue over Jim Acosta's suspension, White House press pass. We got White House press passes a year and a half ago. Had them for a month. Didn't even think they were worth it to sit there all day unless you're going to make a fool of yourself. And CNN called for them to be revoked, and someone in the White House did. So CNN called for InfoWars to be revoked and for us to be banned off the Internet. But now they're going to sue the fascism of Trump after he manhandles this young woman because Jim Acosta, as he said, never touched her. And in fact, we have a video I played Friday a bunch that Reese also put together of Acosta saying over and over again, I never touched her. I never touched her. I never touched her. And then it's him touching her. It's him forcefully pushing her arm down, pulling away, and she looks to the Secret Service to help her. That happened. Everyone saw it. We didn't edit the video. We blew it up. We zoomed in. That's not doctoring to make it deceptive. Zooming in, magnifying glass, is to make it clearer. And I go, look, our audience knows this. I know our audience knows this. I know you know this. I know you know this. But what is CNN doing this for? And what did all the rest of the so-called media get in line, including the Dallas Morning News and the New York Times, and not show the video? Think about that. They don't show it and say, Jones put out doctored video, InfoWars.com. They've called us Nazis. They've called us terrorists. They've called us all these names. None of it's true, folks. They're trying to destroy us because we're exposing them. Now, here's that piece I talked about with him saying that afternoon he never touched her, so we put the video out. Here it is.
Going back and forth there, and as you can see in this video, this intern came up to me. They're describing her as an intern. I don't really know who she is, and attempted to take the microphone away from me. All I can say at that point is that I was trying to hang on to the microphone so I could continue to ask the president questions. Obviously, I didn't put my hands on her or touch her, as they're alleging.
If I may ask one other question, Mr. President, if I may ask one other question, are you worried?
That's enough. That's enough.
Mr. President, I'm going to ask one of the other folks.
That's enough.
Pardon me, ma'am.
So how does a liar work?
Obviously, I didn't.
They changed the subject.
Put my hands on her or touch her, as they're alleging.
Let's go to Paul Watson's response. Because it's Paul that blew the video up and put it out, and then the press secretary, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, put it out. But again, you're like, this is petty, this is dumb. I agree. It's the top story in the country for days. It's all over everywhere. And it's Jones puts out a fake video, changing the subject from Acosta lying and saying he didn't touch her, and lying and saying we put out a fake video. Here's Paul Watson's report.
CNN's Jim Acosta put his hands on a woman. The White House staffer was trying to do her job and retrieve the microphone after Acosta had gone on yet another anti-Trump rant. Acosta then used his left arm to push down on the woman and physically restrain her. This resulted in him getting his press access revoked. And who's to blame for all this? Me! Of course it's me. Question for PressSec. Where do you obtain the distorted Acosta video you posted? InfoWars personality Prison Planet posted the same video 2 hours before you did. Surely you don't trust InfoWars. The White House is circulating a doctored InfoWars video. White House uses doctored video to justify stripping CNN reporter Jim Acosta's press credentials. Sarah Huckabee Sanders used doctored InfoWars footage to justify Acosta ban. White House shares doctored video to support punishment of journalist Jim Acosta. White House press secretary shares fake InfoWars video to justify by banning CNN reporter, and this is all complete horse. Look at the comparison between the original video and the one I posted. It isn't doctored, it isn't sped up, it isn't slowed down. All I did was zoom in. Look at it again. Is this an example of someone doctoring a clip to change its meaning? No. It's virtually identical. Is it 100% identical? No. Video compression is going to result in it looking marginally different. But does it show Acosta putting his hands on a woman to restrain her as she tries to grab the microphone? Yes, inventing a giant conspiracy theory isn't going to change that fact. As you can see from the original editing track in Sony Vegas Pro, none of the individual tracks are sped up. A track that is sped up would show wavy lines in the original track field, which it doesn't. Now I know how James O'Keefe feels every time he exposes the left. They accuse him of doctoring footage. No, doctoring means deliberate manipulation to change the meaning of the video. Zooming in isn't doctoring. Oh, but some frames might be missing. Wait, this is the same media that demonized Corey Lewandowski for assault based on a video which had just 6 frames. So I downloaded a GIF, exported it to an M2T file, converted it to an MP4, then re-uploaded it to Twitter. Is the compression going to look exactly the same? No, it's going to look marginally different. Does that mean the video was doctored? No, that's not doctoring. As this video analyst commented, any changes, if they did make them, would be incredibly minor and possibly due to working across frame rates and compressions. As Tim Pool tweeted, all of the outlets claiming the video was doctored or sped up didn't even bother fact-checking. 2 different analyses showed it was likely just compression issues as to why it didn't sync. This is why people don't trust the media. They all ran the story due to gossip, not facts. I mean, when even BuzzFeed writers come to my defense, you know the media's reaching. BuzzFeed, there's no evidence that the video was deliberately sped up. Thank you. Now will the hundreds of other media organizations that falsely claimed that issue retractions? Don't hold your breath. The original tweet circulating this fake news that I doctored the video combined have hundreds of thousands of retweets. For clarifications, the ones that debunked the whole thing, the number of retweets they got pales in comparison. The final irony is that while I'm constantly being accused of being a conspiracy theorist, despite loathing most conspiracy theories, the media invented a giant conspiracy theory to distract from a real controversy. They incited a Twitter witch hunt, which resulted in me receiving a bombardment of hate and violent threats. That's how the media rolls these days, and they wonder why people don't like them. Sarah Sanders was right. Jim Acosta put his hands on a woman. He used his strength to overpower her, and that's clearly seen in the video. Does that mean he assaulted her? No, it doesn't. But he clearly used his hand, his wrist, and his arm to push her away. Inventing baseless conspiracy theories about me doctoring the footage is just a convenient way to distract from Acosta's behavior. Don't take my word for it. Go and watch the footage yourself and come to your own.
Okay, now that was Paul Watson's video from a few days ago responding. The video we're going to play when we come back, over and over again until the show ends, is on Infowars.com. Video, one of the biggest media hoaxes ever. This is bigger than this video. It's asking, why are they doing this?
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromide, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through 2 permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2. That's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with 3 other compounds, 2 forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfowarsLife.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Video that came out today. We aired Paul's video from like Thursday, which is fine. It was important to precursor it with that, where CNN and all these people are saying he made it up. Jim Acosta never touched her, the White House intern. Then we show the footage. He clearly did exactly what we said. We altered nothing. And you know, people are in the comment sections. I want to show this. Maybe we get a shot with the camera in here for TV viewers. I notice the commenters are in here saying, wow, you're covering this while California burns. People are like, wow, yes, this hoax is almost as big as trying to see video on the InfoWars app while the show is live. Never happens. I love that part. I have to watch Alex on my Windows computer. I want to see the video. Well, you got a crappy-ass phone, bro. Simply, and it just goes on, but I was reading one of these, like, during the break, and I guess it refreshes a bunch of the comments here. And they were just saying, like, wow, why are you covering them saying that Jim Acosta didn't manhandle the woman when California's burning? Because here's the deal. They're all over every channel in the country saying that we made up a video and Jim Acosta thinks you're so stupid, he goes on TV and says he didn't touch her. And if they can get away with that, what does it say about corporate media? What does it say about the mindset of these people? What does it say about anything and everything they'll do? What does it say? It tells you a lot that they are a pack of criminal liars, that he's on HD footage all over the country pushing the woman's arm down, grabbing the mic away from her to ask his third question. He loses his credentials, and they say it's fake. He didn't touch her. Does it matter it was seen by hundreds of millions of people? Does it matter? They just say it. And then the entire, the Austin American Statesman, the Dallas Morning News, the San Antonio Express News, where I live, every paper covered, Jones caught faking video. It's not about me. But it'd be like if I went out and said, Jones was not wearing a blue jacket, he was wearing a red jacket. And everyone looks and it's a navy blue jacket. You'd go, man, that guy's a liar, dude. He's wearing a blue jacket. He says it's red, it's blue. And that's the point I've gotten is, what are they doing? Who are these people? I know California's on fire. I meant to start the whole show with that today. But it's 2 + 2 = 4. The ability to be free, as Winston Smith, the character in 1984, says, is to say 2 + 2 = 4. And we've now reached the point where we didn't doctor any video. We didn't do anything. It was on dozens of camera angles. Acosta manhandling her, shoving her arm down, grabbing the mic away. And then they go on the news and they say, he didn't touch her. Jones is a fake. And Sanders needs to be fired. The Dallas Morning News says, Jones is a liar. InfoWars is fake news. Acosta didn't touch her. And they don't even show the video to prove it. But it gets worse. CNN goes, here's the footage. Nothing happened. And Costa says, see, didn't touch her. And it's the girl kneeling before she goes after the mic. And I'm like, dude, they're on TV lying now. It's like if I said to your TV viewer, this handkerchief is black. This handkerchief is white. And everybody's like, yeah, Alex, we get it's white. They say it's black. But, man, what's going on then? Because we've got mainstream media from ABC to CBS to all the comedy shows saying that he didn't touch her and we made it up, even though it's the same video. So what do we do about a group of criminals like this? What do we do about people that will lie like this? Well, what do we do? Now I'm going to play Paul's new video from today. We have it, right? We have it. This is an incredible drum roll. I'm sorry. I told them to get Paul's video on this, and they got the one from the other day. It's my fault. I am the dread of this broadcast. But we now have it, and I'm done. Next hour, the election fraud in Broward County, the latest on Russia news, Google moving in to the former Stasi headquarters. I'm not kidding. That's the secret police that oppressed the East Germans. That's where Google's now moving. For the very same behavior. So it's the same globalist. It's all coming up. Roger Stone's going to be on everything. But I want to play Paul's report because it's bigger than Jim Acosta. It's bigger. It's the fact that they'll lie when all the footage is the same and go, look, their footage is different when our footage is the same in some weird mind control. Because in 1984, he tortures Winston and says 2 + 2 = whatever I say until Winston sees whatever he wants. And this is like some new level to have the whole corporate media behind this saying we're fake and we're liars. And Trump said he hates all Mexicans. There's no video of it. It's just they're horrible people. Here it is.
Video clip.
Sarah Sanders tweeted a doctored video.
The White House press office also put out a doctored version of the video.
Doctored.
You are fake news.
The taped video of Acosta? What are you talking about? All that was, nobody manipulated it. Give me a break. See, that's just dishonest reporting. All that is a close-up. See, that is just dishonest reporting. I watched that. I heard that last night. They made it close-up. They showed it close-up. When you say doctor, you're a dishonest guy because it wasn't doctored. They gave a close-up view. That's not doctoring.
Feels pretty good when the President of the United States has your back. Doctoring, the act of making different in order to deceive, tamper with, falsify, or adulterate. Converting and processing a video isn't tampering or falsifying. That's not doctoring.
That's not doctoring.
This is doctoring.
They sped up Jim Acosta's hand movement to make it look more violent.
Yeah, here's the screenshot from the edit in Sony Vegas, proving it was not sped up. If it was sped up, there'd be wavy lines in the track. They're on. Because it wasn't sped up.
And you see, like, they sped up his hand.
Yeah, I sped up his hand so much that literally 2 minutes before you said that, you played a clip where his hand moved even quicker. But I sped it up, okay. New York Times, the video was sped up. BuzzFeed, there's no evidence that the video was deliberately sped up.
Give me a break.
Here's the comparison of the doctored video with the original. It looks virtually identical. Does anything here look like it was done to tamper, falsify, or adulterate? No, because it wasn't doctored.
That's not doctoring.
Elizabeth Loftus says the videos are, quote, totally different. Really? Watch the comparison again. Do these two videos look totally different to you? Or is Elizabeth Loftus a liar?
The part where he says, pardon me, ma'am, they cut the audio out.
Yeah, there's no audio in the entire clip, Jimmy. Because the original was a GIF image. And GIF images don't have audio. Because it's not a video file, it's an image file.
That's not doctoring.
Jim Acosta clearly never touched that White House intern. That's just a lie.
Yes, he did touch her. It's right there on tape. The tape that you literally just played.
No, I didn't put my hands on her or touch her, as they're alleging.
Definition of touch. Come into or be in contact with. Did Jim Acosta touch her?
I didn't put my hands on her or touch her. I didn't put my hands on her or touch her. I didn't put my hands on her or touch her.
But people...
All right, folks. Again, if you're a radio listener, anybody can go pull up Acosta and the Trump confrontation that got him suspended from the White House press corps. And I agree, it's stupid to have to be doing this. But in Paul's report, we're going to play the rest of it when we come back. He says it over and over again, and we show different HD videos of him doing it. Anyone can go pull it up at ABC, CBS, NBC, and it shows him shoving her arm down and grabbing the mic. The same video we show, we just zoom in a little bit, which is totally normal. And now you're like, okay, we know, Alex, shut up. No! They're in every newspaper and every TV show saying it's totally fake, you didn't touch her. These people are dangerous! I mean, what the hell planet have we gotten on when it's clear he did all this, we didn't edit it, and they're on every damn channel, every comedy show saying it isn't? That's dangerous! How do they get all these people to lie like this? I mean, let me tell you something. When I say thousands of publications, I spot checked it, folks. There's tens of thousands with my name or Paul Watson's name and Jim Acosta and doctored video. And I went and looked at it. It's like every Texas paper. But they never show the video. They just go, Jones did a totally fake video. He shows the guy hitting her with a karate chop. Never happened. And they don't show the video. I mean, that means like these newspapers are the enemy of the American people. These TVs, I mean, they literally are criminals, folks. They have all of them on board now. This is like some magic line we passed because we just showed something on national TV and they say we made it up. I mean, I'm getting chills right now. Hour number two, straight ahead. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.